comments are pouring into our website, but most of them are now from outside Egypt. This is what's keeping it going, because people in the outside world, especially in the Arab world, are really looking at this with a lot of admiration. And the comments are not only coming from Egyptians inside the country or outside the country, but also from all over the Arab world, people saluting what the Egyptians have been doing. It comes in line also with a lot of comments we've received during the Tunisian Jasmine Revolution, and it's still continuing. It's as if it's a one line of things. It's just shifting their focus from Tunisia to Egypt. But it's not only restrained to Egyptian or to Tunisians. It's coming from all over the Arab world, from countries as Libya, Syria, Kuwait, you name it, all countries are taking part in this. And we can even sense kind of a feeling of envy or jealousy towards what is happening, but also a lot of support messages, a lot of encouragement coming from all over the Arab world and also from the Western countries, immigrants outside the country, and all of them, they were taking part in this debate online. But in terms of user-generated content, we can say that today we have nothing. All what we're receiving is from main news channels. This is it, back to the traditional way of covering. We're not receiving news, we're not receiving any pictures, polls, videos, because no one is able to get it uploaded and sent.